Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do if you're in constant pain?
Not a damn thing. Walk around in agony.
What do you do if you sprain your wrist?
Cut your arm off.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Who are the pretenders and who are the contenders? We're almost halfway through football season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers on every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer for every game this October. Week 8 is here. We got a potential Super Bowl preview between the Bengals and the 49ers. The Patriots look to salvage their horrific season against the Red Hot Dolphins. And the Chiefs look to stay locked in against the lowly Broncos. Get in on all the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code BAMPOD. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code BAMPOD. That's BAMPOD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Man, what's happening to me? How do I look?
You've become a man.
Have I?
Oh, shit.
Really? Do I seem more in control, more powerful?
That's right. You smell like a man.
Because I got the Be A Man mask. A Halloween, that's what I'm going to be. That's what you should be. Are these for sale now?
They're for sale. Go to bostonbeaman.com and you can fucking order them there.
Watch this. Watch this transformation. See me now? Fucking loser. Now watch. Now look at me. A fucking man.
Fire.
How do you have a cold in your neck? You ever say that? My father used to have a cold in my neck. He walked around with a fucking towel.
Yeah. Talking about a towel on his neck, all hunched up.
You're right. That's an old school thing. I remember that.
Wait, he specifically had a cold in his neck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got a cold in my neck.
Italians could get a specific cold for one part of your fucking body back in the 50s and 60s. What's wrong with him? He's got a shoulder cold. He's all fucked up. Say, wait a second. You mean you're fucking...
You got a big fucking big towel on you.
Yeah, you're right, though. Yeah, he's got a neck cold.
A neck cold. I've never heard of that.
That's true, being
crazy,
man.
Right?
I remember that so well. I haven't heard that in fucking since I was about 12.
We should get ammonia and have to rub him down when he had a fever.
Oh, shit.
Did you do that to ammonia?
No, we didn't use that.
Ammonia, you said ammonia. Fucking, it's like witchy.
Like a rub down?
Rub it.
To cool you off?
Yeah, I remember. When I was young and had fevers, they used to rub me down. I remember when I was little, yeah.
The best thing is to jump on a fucking tub of ice.
Yeah, no shit.
If you're really burning up.
Oh, yeah.
One time I was fucking stricken when I was a kid, went to the hospital. That's exactly what they did to me. They put me on a rubber fucking mat and enclosed me with ice.
Really?
Burning. I don't even know what the fuck I had. I was about 10.
Wow.
Probably fucking malaria or some fucking dengue fever.
You almost died when you were young, too.
Fucking almost died 12 times. I must be here for a reason. I wonder what it is.
But they can't quite take out Johnny, can they?
Johnny Salami is still running around.
But yeah, there was always so many like odd like home remedies back in the day. Like one that I got that was pretty awesome and it actually worked. I was landscaping and I fucking went over a bee's nest with the fucking lawnmower. And fucking, I got whacked like fucking probably like fucking 20 times. I got destroyed. And fucking, I went and I took some meat tenderizer that we had in the fucking, it's a, like meat tenderizer and a, it's like a spice. And you rub it and it brings the fucking, the stinger up to the surface.
Jesus.
So I fucking did that. And then I had to go back to fucking work. I emptied the fucking bagger. And more bees came out of it and fucking stung me again. I got stung probably like between 30 and fucking 40
like
times.
Like you had the meat tenderizer with you.
Yeah, no shit.
So the you got a follow-up attack by the fucking
follow-up
bees.
Attack. Yeah, they weren't fucking done. They came back for
you
more.
You think they fucking knew? It was a concerted effort that they knew it was you and they fucking had a beef with you?
Yeah, they're like, let's get this motherfucker one more time. Prick.
But some of these fucking remedies back in the day, I feel this. Say they got a bee sting or whatever the fuck it is, and all that's around is a bottle of fucking dish soap. They go,
yeah,
put I don't that know. On. Hey, pour this on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, there's certain things that cured everything, like vinegar.
Yeah, right. Vinegar even now.
Cured everything.
Right? Fucking cleaner. Weed killer. Fucking take a teaspoon of vinegar a day.
How about if you're burned, you put fucking toothpaste.
Yeah.
Right? You hear that before?
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing?
Yep. I didn't know that. It was a Chinese girl that taught me.
Yeah, toothpaste has like several different fucking uses, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people use that to fucking like polish brass and shit.
I was going
to
say, you know, your cloudy fucking brake lights or the parking lights?
Yeah.
To clear up that fucking dirty lens?
They use
they say use toothpaste.
Really?
Kind of like Coca-Cola is good for everything.
Yeah. Right? Remember back in the day, go, give him a Coke. They bring it, they go, no, flat. It's got to be flat.
It's got to be flat.
Stir the bubbles out of it.
Stir
it's more fucking medicinal that way. I swear to God,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then it would make you sicker. If you had like a stomach,
right.
If you had a stomach bug, you'd be puking up Coke. It was gross.
Remember the prescription that was actually like a bottle of fucking Coke syrup?
Yeah.
You could actually
cough syrup, right?
But it was Coke. No, but it was another thing. It was like, you know, wait a minute, this tastes like fucking
but
Coke.
It was for cough, though, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. All
remember
that kind
of Formula 44?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
That they was the good stuff.
My grandfather used to fucking buy it in the drugstore and drink it.
I sit at my friend's house. He all fucking, I said, what's all these fucking empty bottles of fucking Formula 44, whatever the fuck it was, all over the place?
Yeah.
Like, what, you have a cold?
Yeah. Cold in your neck.
Yeah, that's fucking kills me, the neck hole.
Yeah.
But they always used to say fucking that ginger ale, you take ginger ale when you have stomach aches and shit. Isn't that a bag of bullshit? Because fucking ginger ale, essentially, it's just like having a Coke. It's just like a fucking, like a sugary drink.
Yeah, you would think you would want to have a little bit to make it burp to feel better, right? But the flatness of it is, like Coke always like made me, if I had a stomach bug, you'd eat for days or a day.
You have Coke?
They have some Coke and you fucking puke that up. It's fucking gross.
The ginger ale, I mean, because even now I'm into juicing and stuff. They all say have the fucking ginger into the juice for your stomach and all that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, but actual fucking ginger ale we drink, it's flavored like ginger.
Right.
It doesn't have any real fucking medicinal properties. It doesn't have actual ginger in it.
Just for flavor, I guess.
Again, I think it was one of them things. I go, we don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
Give him some ginger ale.
Is he hungry?
Give
him some fucking saltines.
If there was orange soda there, they would have said, give him orange soda.
Yeah.
That's what happened to be there at the fucking time.
Right?
I'll put a steak on a black eye and then you cook it afterwards.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've had steak on a black eye maybe 3 times in my life.
Did you use it after?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you can.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Cooked.
If it fell on the fucking floor, I'd eat it after.
Yeah,
I don't give a
wash
fuck.
Wash it off.
But what's the science behind having the piece of meat on a bruise that brings it down?
Must be meat on meat or something.
I think it's where it's fucking malleable. Is that the word? It kind of like, say, it can conform to your eye shape, but it's ice cold, so you can really press it in there. You know what I mean?
So is that what it is?
It's not supposed to be frozen.
Okay.
As I recall.
No,
yeah,
not supposed to. No. It's got to be
You
want
to mush it in like fucking silly putty.
But is it supposed to be cold or fucking, like, it always seems like...
I've had room temperature before,
Yeah,
because
it's already like cold feeling,
cold,
right? It's always damp.
Yeah. Okay, that kind of morphs through your fucking eyeball.
Yeah, even when it's room temperature, it fucking feels like it's chilled.
So more or less, it's just like a cold compress?
A compress,
that's right.
Hold this fucking hamburger in your eye. Not the cooked one, you fucking dope. The other one.
Yeah, that, so that's my question, is that if, like, is there other cuts of meat that you can use in that situation that would work?
Always it, sirloin steak.
That's it.
The other steaks don't have those properties.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'll never understand it.
You want this prime rib? No, fucker, we need the sirloin. He's got a black eye.
How about you have sweat it out?
Oh, yeah.
Sweat it out.
What's he doing? He's sweating it out. Look at him. You're writhing in the fucking sheet, tweaking.
Would people fucking, like, go and do saunas and if they were sick and fucking all that shit?
Yeah, but if you were home and, you know, and didn't have access to a sauna, you could just sweat it out, put a bunch of T-shirts on and blankets, a hat on, and fucking
crank the heat on. And fucking
sweat it out.
Speaking of saunas and sweating out, you ever been in a sauna when anybody inappropriately fucking made an advancement toward you?
Females, yeah.
That wasn't a female?
No, you.
That's happened to me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so fucking.
God. I thought I was fucking played that way. Which
John Boy was looking nice in the fucking sauna, fucking glistening.
He said, whoa, baby. Get your fucking hand off me. It's an old timer.
Was the guy naked?
Oh, yeah, all nude.
He was naked?
Yeah. He was fucking wide stancing, too, like this on the bench.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm going, yeah, he fucking knew it, but you sit there like this, you know. You know, the guy was like this. Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
and then I was fucking jacked up, and he put his hand on my fucking arm.
Ooh.
You know, I'm up there, whatever he said. I go, that's to knock people the fuck out or put their hands on.
Good comeback.
Get out of here.
Does the guy have a hat on?
He fucking, well, I think he was beefed up, though. Yeah. Wasn't sticking straight. How do I know? I must have glanced over.
Sweat dripping off of that fucking linguica.
How fucking disgusting, huh?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
So, fucking, did you see him fucking, like, afterwards? Was
no.
It like-
but some of the guys, because I used to go there for years to stay there when I was doing work and stuff, right? You would see the old timers, the same core of Y guys.
Yeah.
And they were like fucking New York, Irish guys, Italian guys. Yeah. They were pretty cool. But every now and then, I think, well, a couple of them other guys would slip in. A
couple
of
finooks.
And they thought that the fuck, because they were that way that everybody was.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I mean?
They're trying. How about having like broth, chicken broth?
Oh, yeah.
A bad stomach.
Still,
right? Yeah. Well, chicken soup is good for a cold. Chicken broth is good for a bad stomach.
You know what
right?
I heard you do? Like when your girlfriend's sick? You give them 12 ropes of your bone broth. Being a man gives 12 ropes of his molten bone broth right to the fucking face.
12 inches, too.
Is that a cure?
Yeah, it seems to work out pretty well. A lot of protein.
That's right. That's another thing they used to say. Yeah. That's how you get the girl to do it, right? When you're young, go, no, that's supposed to be good for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they always say, like, oh, you have to feed the cold? Like, if I could, like.
Feed the cold, starve a fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
My whole life, I can never hold that. I want to starve a fever, starve a cold.
Yeah.
What is it? Feed the cold?
Feed the cold, starve a fever.
What are you supposed to feed it? Anything?
I guess.
Shit.
I mean, they want you to eat.
Just keep eating?
Fever, you don't eat. Because fever usually leads to, like, a stomach thing. It seems.
Fuck. She gave him a fever.
But there was, like, shit that, like, people would do for everything. Fucking, like, Vaseline was, like, a thing.
Oh.
Used it for a million fucking things.
Itchy asshole.
Yeah.
Lubricant. Fucking burns.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever use the Vaseline for, like, the chub rub? Like, like between the two thighs?
Just a smooth, to have them lubrication?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I never have.
Yeah.
I used to rub it on my chub.
Yeah.
My middle leg.
That brings me to my next question. Did you guys fucking ever use fucking hardcore Vaseline? Yeah?
Yeah, for anal.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's fucking... I mean, of course, give it up to the human race to figure out fucking filthy ways to use these things that are made for fucking blisters and like shit like that. And then it becomes like the number one fucking lubricant fucking anal.
They give it an exotic name, old-time Vaseline. They now call it anal ease.
Yeah.
Your grandmother goes, you idiot, that's just Vaseline. Gonna save $10, $20. Just get the Vaseline, you dope. Same thing. I like to put Aquaphor in my fucking chafed balls. Ever do that?
Aquaphor. That's
nice.
Let me tell you something.
Is that the white and red
for baby's
white,
asshole?
White and red.
I think it was blue.
Was that camouflage or whatever?
But it's amazing when you got an issue down there and you like, you grab it as soon as you put it on. You go, oh
yeah,
it's very soothing.
It cools.
It works.
Yeah, cools you off.
It's kind of like an aloe vera.
Yeah. You know, when you've been walking around with a commando like I do, right?
Yeah.
And it's a hot day and you're fucking, your grundle underneath is all fucked up. By the end of the day, you can't even walk.
All grundled up.
That's when you smack it around with some Aquaphor.
Yeah.
Well, that's the trick.
Well, also, cornstarch.
Yeah.
Is good for fucking.
Cornstarch, baby powder.
Fuck.
For chub rub. I did the fucking walk for hunger 1 year and it was 20 miles.
Oh,
and
man.
Fucking, dude, I got my chub rub. I got ripped up so fucking bad that I actually had to punch out to work the next day.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, I can't do it. Like, they were like ripped open. It was like two bloody vaginas on each fucking thigh.
Yeah, that's rough.
It was fucking merkled.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Have you guys ever got poison ivy?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got the calamine lotion?
Is
that what you get? Yeah.
Gonna take an ocean of calamine lotion. Know the song?
It looks
poison ivy.
It's like a milky medicine, isn't it? It's like,
it is. It's a very strange texture.
Yeah.
I got poison ivy not long ago. I really fucking contained it. You know how you usually fucking spread it by itching yourself?
Did you treat it?
It was
on
my fucking hand. It was driving me crazy, but I wouldn't fucking itch it. I finally shook it off after about two weeks it was there.
Oh, you didn't put anything on it?
I put a little stuff on it. It didn't do much.
Like cortisone.
Yeah, I had like that fucking cream you put on, whatever.
Yeah, the shit, the Tenchu fucking stuff, and it's like the oil. I used to get it all the time. And fucking, I got it so bad one time that I was literally covered up to my eyeballs everywhere on my body except for my joint. You hear the horror stories of people that get it on their dick, and I got it everywhere but. But I remember it was like in the dead of summer, and I was just sweating in bed, and I couldn't fucking move.
It's fucking horrifying.
Oh, my God.
You might as well have to be in a medically induced fucking coma.
Yeah, poison oak, poison ivy, right?
Terrible. Yeah. I ended up having to take fucking steroids to fucking get rid of it. I was on prednisone for like a couple of weeks.
Prednisone's a boss.
Yeah.
I fucking take prednisone. I feel like I'm going to run through a wall all the time.
All inflammation, swelling goes down.
I have a bunch of that, too, because I had bronchitis a couple
of
times.
Isn't it?
Supposed to take it like for, you know, taper down from 10 a day.
Right.
And I, like, when I'm halfway through, I purposely don't finish it so I can have it. If I want.
You got to be on that kind of dose. It's not like the St. Jerry Lewis. Remember his fucking head blew up like the size of six basketballs?
Oh, yeah.
Because those guys are on heavy fucking daily prednisone.
What do you have for affliction?
Who the fuck knows?
Oh, so people will do that? They'll take fucking daily prednisone?
A lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of people I know, well, not a lot, but I know some people have to take like a small dosage every day.
Yeah.
Like 10 milligrams or whatever.
Yeah, like, remember he's got real fat his head and face?
Yeah, but I forget what his sickness was, why he had a sickness.
And it's happened to other people, too. It's just, I forget what illness it is that they hit you heavy with prednisone.
He was a miserable prick.
He sucked.
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis. Fucking, his shit didn't pass the test of time as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he was all done without Dino.
Tea bags on the eyes. I've done all that stuff in acting.
Yeah, what's the
supposed to, you know, do the
you do that not just to, you put it on no matter what.
Yeah,
takes the bags off
like
shit.
Take the bags of fucking darkness.
Good for your skin.
Like those guys laying there like fucking Bugsy Siegel with cucumbers in his fucking eyes. You ever do that shit?
Yeah. You know what I do sometimes is I get a couple of spoons in the freezer. And if I see them baggy, I'll just fucking
I know that technique.
You know,
your eyes are feeling baggy.
Yeah.
Put them on there and it just, you know, makes you feel good.
It works.
Yeah.
That's like a cut guy in fucking boxes.
That's right.
They have those fucking cold irons.
We used to put Preparation H on your eye bags. That really does work.
Really?
It works.
Just don't rub it in your eye.
You just can't get it in your eye. But say you get some heavy bags, you're doing a gig the next day, you could put it on like this. It fucking works.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It'll knock it right down.
Wow. What else does fucking Preparation H work for?
Don't rub it on your dick.
And don't get it on your meat swing.
On your balls.
Oh, yeah. Ben Gay, the same thing. Yeah, if you get Ben Gay on your fucking cock and balls.
I used to like Ben Gay's competitor back in the day. Absorb Bean Jr.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. Sounded better, right?
I like that name. Junior?
Yeah.
Who's Absorb Bean Sr.?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. There was a fight. Who the fuck's Absorb Bean Jr.?
They still make that?
I haven't heard about that. I haven't thought about that in years.
Wasn't it either or, like the same kind of thing?
Is Ben Gay still around?
Yeah, that's still around.
Ben Gay's just around. A name.
It used to be advertisers for it.
Do you know Ben Gay?
Yeah, Dr. Ben Gay.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. How long have you been gay?
What about the hiccups?
Oh.
Some people get them for days.
Oh, yeah. My father-in-law had the hiccup for fucking month and a half. Legit.
Be a man. What's your move for getting rid of hiccups?
Scare someone.
That's what you... That. Yeah.
Don't they say you're supposed to have a teaspoon of sugar? And hold your breath.
That's usually how I do it. Yeah. I'll do the
sugar?
No, the hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
Yeah. You know what was another weird one that I remember from when I was a kid? That you drink a glass of water upside down with a paper towel on it. You put the paper towel on the top. Yeah, on the top. And then you drink it like this. From the bottom side of the cup.
And too fucking complex for me.
Yeah, but hey, it fucking worked.
Usually sometimes you spend 5 to 10 minutes trying to get to the fucking remedy, and the thing ran its course anyway. The remedy did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were going to stop anyway, any moment.
I don't think I've ever had hiccups for like a real long time.
I've gotten them bad because obviously I'm a fucking booze bag.
He's like a Prilosec. Boom, out, gone. Couple of Prilosecs.
Really?
Remember Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard?
Yeah.
That brought out the fucking chronic case of the hiccups in that one. Yeah, she worked at the hospital. Was she a nurse or something? Yeah, Whatever the fuck she was.
That was the best.
Calling Dr. Fine.
She was kind of cute, so they all loved her. Remember? They were mimicking her.
I remember on the fucking job site, one of the moves, if you got something stuck in your eye, you fucking held your eye open and you looked left and right 3 times. And every time you completed a cycle, you spit. And it would work almost 90% of the time. Wow. It's so fucking weird.
I hate getting shit in my eye.
Oh, it's worse.
Just flush it out. I mean,
knock on wood. I feel it was a time in life I was always getting shit in my eye. Now, I haven't had stuff in my eye in a long time.
How about splinters?
Oh, I get those.
You ever get a real bad splinter?
Yeah. I don't like those.
Get infected.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was a blue collar guy, I was getting them all the time.
Ooh.
And I was like so fucking like I would just slice them open with a knife. Like,
right.
That's what I did every time.
Yeah, I would like soak my finger till it got like the skin got real soft and I get like a pin.
Yeah.
And open it up and then get like a pair of tweezers.
Dig it out.
Yeah.
Like a fucking surgeon.
Yeah, I was doing that field repair.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the field. Fucking take the knife out. Fucking as soon as you get it, fucking just pull it right out.
My mother lived for that. We came in with splinters. She goes, really? She grabbed a fucking needle and burned it on the stove.
Yeah.
To sterilize it.
No shit. Oh, yeah.
She let me sterilize it. Then she'd go, she'd dig the fucking thing out. You'd need 20 stitches when she was done.
Be a man. Experience.
How about the warm milk to sleep, Grandpa?
Does that work? Like, what's the science behind that?
The tryptophan. Coming like turkey. If you're a fucking 5-year-old, 7-year-old kid, you have a fucking glass of warm milk. Yeah. But now that you have to have a lifetime of barbiturates, cocaine abuse, and alcohol, you think fucking warm milk's going to put you to sleep?
No shit.
No, it ain't going to work. You need the warm milk and the mallet to the head like the Three Stooges. You want to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Put me to sleep. What they did, they whacked him in the head with a fucking hammer.
It worked.
Right? You see that one?
Oh, yeah.
A few times they've pulled that stunt.
One thing that's super popular now is there's a lot of broads that do it, and they do it on the side, and there's a whole like Avon fucking Ponzi scheme thing that goes on with these things. But the essential oil people the mineral people, have you seen these people on Facebook and Instagram? And
bunch of bullshit.
Everybody knows a broad that's trying to fucking, oh, this is a healing crystal.
Right.
If you have these crystals in your house, it'll bring you energy. It's like bag of bullshit.
Believe none of that stuff ever. Do you believe that, B-Man?
No.
No.
People essential oils, you sit there and you sniff fucking oil and it fucking cures baby AIDS.
I tried all this stuff because when I had my sleep issues for years, which I now accept as that's how it is.
I
used to get lavender spray to put on your pillow. And you spray your pillow with lavender. And the smell of lavender is supposed to send you off into fucking dreamland.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Another Chinese tradition, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pleasant smell and all. Actually, if you're not sleeping, then you turn against the smell. You go, fucking stinks, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I bought a machine that was supposed to emit nice, pleasant, relaxing oils. Nothing worked for me. Nothing. One chick did Reiki on me. If I have Reiki, they don't even touch you.
What the fuck is that?
They fucking, like, say your knee hurts, right? They don't fucking touch your body, though. Your hand, the hand goes, like, just above the area.
Yeah.
The energy is supposed to come out of the hand into your fucking knee.
Oh, so that's some real, like, so fucking Tai Chi shit,
sorcery.
Right?
Yeah, so you're getting a massage without being touched. It doesn't work. It does not work. I felt nothing, obviously.
Well, you get one with a happy ending. The broad keeps her hands above your dick.
Do they?
Yeah, she just goes like that. Yeah, like, can you come from a fucking phantom
an invisible
hand job?
Fucking, right? Yeah.
Energy?
I probably could.
It's supposed to be like a force field, you know what I mean? Of energy emitting from the fucking hands.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not going to buy it. I'm sorry. I tried acupuncture, but didn't do that.
I did on my shoulder.
I didn't like it.
Some people say it hurts. It didn't hurt. It stung very little.
The first time, I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Second time, I was aware of it. Like, I didn't like it. And I also feel it didn't really work.
Yeah.
Do you feel it works?
I can't. It was so long. My buddy, the chiropractor, did it.
Yeah, it really is fucking crazy how many fucking, like, all of these remedies, all of these things that exist is solely for the purpose of not having to go to the fucking doctor, right? It's like, you'll try anything. You'll do whatever you have to fucking do.
But if you have insurance and you're really sick, you should go to the doctor, because if there's something wrong, they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
If there's nothing wrong, you got nothing to worry about. They'll check out. You know,
preventative.
Big advocate of that.
You are a big advocate of that, being that.
Oh, absolutely. But as far as acupuncture, right, how do they come up? What's wrong with you? I got this, this, and this. I know what we'll do.
You know where that originated?
We're going to stick 80 fucking needles in different places. We know just how to treat it. I know it's originated.
China.
Your native country. I mean.
You have such a kinship with the Chinese folk, being that.
Yeah, I mean, I looked up, you know, in the mirror, and I had like fucking 50 needles in me. And I was like, oh, it looked like a porcupine.
But they got needles for, even like, say, I can't sleep. When I went for literally anxiety and sleep issues. And I goes, I know just where to stick the needles for that. How the fuck they know that? I don't believe it.
I've been sleeping pretty good lately.
Have you?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Be a man. Experience!
We have these old school cures. One of them for arthritis. Drink... Dissolve 3/4 teaspoon of pectin in a glass of purple grape juice. Drink once a day. This is from an Amish doctor that says that it works 60% of the time, and it really works. All right, this is where it really starts going off the rails. Have you ever heard of pectin?
I have heard of pectin.
What the fuck
is it? I've always heard of pectin when it's associated with apple. Apple pectin.
Okay.
The pectin from an apple. Oh. I don't know where else it comes from.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some other sources do, but.
So this is another great one.
Got any pectin in the house?
This is for arthritis. Take a dead cat into the woods to a hollow stump that has spunk in it.
What?
What the fuck is spunk?
They don't mean jizz, do they?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what we call spunk.
That's what we call it. But so you take it to a hollow stump that has spunk in it. You twirl the cat overhead and then toss the cat to the south.
That's witchcraft.
But you also have to walk away north. This should work.
I totally believe.
Sorcery.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's fucking black magic, satanic shit right there.
And another great cure for arthritis is carry a potato in your pocket. It will not rot, but it will harden as it absorbs the arthritis out of you.
It's always good to have a potato on you, because if you're walking by someone's car you don't like, you can put it in the gas
pump. Right. Potatoes do have a lot of usage. Did you hear the story of the lady in the supermarket? It was standing next to another woman. She was gazing down at the potatoes. They were good size. The other woman, she looked at her. She goes, "Reminds me of my husband." And the other woman goes, "That big?" She goes, "No, that dirty." His balls look like dirty fucking potatoes.
Jesus. Here's a couple of baldness cures. This one, I believe, actually works. Smearing your head with fresh cow manure.
I can see that.
I actually knew a guy that did it with horse manure. His father owned a fucking horse farm, and he would take the fucking horse shit and rub it on his head, and it seriously worked.
And what was it for now?
It was for baldness.
Really?
And fucking he was classic horseshoe pattern. Yeah,
but it was shit on his head, not hair that came in.
Yeah. No, it actual hair fucking sprouted out of it. But they say that fucking manure is great for baldness.
Really?
Yeah. And he used to do it. He took horse shit home from the farm, and at the end of the night, fucking like before he got in the shower, he'd fucking rub a fucking turd on his real shit.
Did he invent it, or he must have heard it from somebody?
He heard it from his father. That was like, it was like old magic. It was like one of those old remedies.
You're so desperate. You're so primitive and backward. Fucking bald. You look in the mirror, if you even have a mirror. You look down, see a pile of shit. Look at yourself in the mirror and go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab that fucking shit and rub it on my bald fucking head. You think this will work, honey? How did this happen? How did this evolve?
You wash it out, it gets up your nostrils.
So what's he do? Rub shit in his fucking head and go lay next to the wet wife in bed with his bald fucking shitty head?
Yeah.
Or you just rub it in and leave it on or take it off?
Yeah, he would rub it on. He'd leave it on for like a fucking half an hour. And then he'd fucking take a shower and shower it off.
Oh.
You know something? At that point, I'll buy a nice cheap fucking wig.
How much did you have to pay for the toupee?
A toupee.
Yeah.
But that guy's wear a wig. Looks not even a toupee. Yeah. It's so bad. Like, hear that guy? Yeah, he wears a wig.
Like Maury? Exactly.
There's a couple guys down at the club that have one.
Yeah, right.
Or at least one in particular.
Yeah, we know.
What's up with the guys who wear a wig? Everybody knows it's a wig. It looks like a wig. I mean, do you really want that for yourself?
I mean, at that point, when it's so bad that everybody fucking knows, like, what's the point?
People shave their head nowadays, it seems more.
Yeah, right?
That's the thing.
Matter of fact, when you see a younger horseshoe bald guy, they look like old timers because you don't see that look.
Oh, yeah. It's such an old school.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just a regular fucking horseshoe head.
Yep.
That's a bad, bad look, isn't it?
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes. 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
Yeah, I can't remember what show I seen it on. I think it was Joe Rogan. He had on, was it that Jordan Peterson? And they're going on about, like, how masculinity is leaving men. And you just have to ask a simple question, and I thought it was brilliant. The question goes, who is more of a man, you or your father? And generally, men will say, oh, my father was twice the man I was. And after enough generations, it's like feminizing men. And you could ask the same question to women: who was more assertive, you or was your mother more assertive? And most women nowadays will say they're more assertive than their mother was when they were their age. And that's like women becoming more masculine. It's like a horseshit system we're evolving into. And me personally, when I get asked that question, I'm twice the man my dad was. Like my dad, he's a good strong man and everything like that. But I work out in the woods. I'm a logger. I kill trees for a living, and I fight in the, when it's negative 50 outside, I'm out there and I'm cutting trees and pulling them out, you know, so I'm kind of going the other way. I try to raise my kids the same way. Like, I want you motherfuckers to be more of a man than me, and you know, we'll see what happens, though.
Hmm. He's a rugged individualist.
Sounds like it.
I tell you, I'd be scared to live there. I don't want to do no fucking chores and shit like that and go out in the cold.
Yeah, I think women in general have come a long way, right?
Yeah.
Ever since we let them vote, you know, it's all over.
The bras don't take any shit nowadays.
No.
No.
No, it's all different.
They're shit can you. They're making more money.
Yeah.
They live longer. Yeah. They're the fucking boss. Everybody knows it.
Yep.
They hold the goods.
They do.
So they
got all the fucking cards.
That thing between their legs fucking controls the world, man.
I mean, it's easy to think back like your father, grandfather, oh, twice the man I was, whatever, all that kind of stuff. In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. Right?
Yeah.
They're able to endure like hardship that we didn't have to go through, like, say, depression and all that. But also, they didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So you look back on
it. Did the best they could.
Yeah, they did the best they could, which is always a good fallback thing to get out of anything. Yeah.
I did the best I could.
Yeah.
He's like, he did the best he could.
I tried.
He did the best he could. He was fucked up, but he did the best he could.
You're off the hook. Nice. You're good.
Be a man. Experience.
When my grandmother was around, as you know, that era, home remedies were huge.
Oh, yeah.
They'd whip up a special fucking potion that only they could do. They'd run in the kitchen and go, no, I got something. They go whip out fucking a bunch of household ingredients and make you a batch of fucking elixir.
Mm.
Right? But now as time has gone on, there's no talk of that shit in my house.
Oh, yeah,
there's no home remedies anymore.
Yeah, it's like there's no time to fuck around with fucking vinegar. It's like you have to go for fucking extra strength, double extra strength fucking shit that's really going to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Why fuck around, right? With some fucking far-fetched potion.
Yeah, no shit.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.